A new poll released by the Corporate Reform Coalition finds that more than 80% of Americans think corporations have too much political influence and power. In the midst of the most expensive election in American history, does America still have an alternative political future? WBAI's Lucas Reckhaus spoke with Public Citizen's Lisa Gilbert about these and other questions.
The methodology is a random selection of over 800 Americans, over 18. It's not reflecting age or area or gender distribution. It's just across the country. During an election that is the most moneyed in history, the candidates are not freely talking about the problem with the system that's pushing them towards public office. On the other hand, I think citizens are.
And so you think that it's both Democrats and Republicans alike who are really against this level of corporate spending in elections?
I mean, I think that the American public is smart and is fed up with what they're seeing as a huge influx of advertisements on their TVs. I mean, it's kind of out of control in terms of combative attack ads that are sweeping the country, and it's not something that helps impact the discourse. It doesn't help people make decisions about who to vote for, in particular, because no one knows who's paying for those advertisements. So it's just distasteful. It's leaving a bad taste in people's mouths, and that's why they're happy to say that they oppose corporate spending in elections, and this poll just reflects that.
Another finding of the poll is that 81% of Americans agree that corporations should have to disclose their spending, and also 73% believe that shareholders should have some level of approval pending what companies are allowed to spend their money on, right?
That's right. Well, as I mentioned, one of the problems with the influx in spending, and actually today we crossed the $2 billion mark in spending in the presidential campaign, is that people don't know the sources of the advertisements that they see. There are currently no requirements around the new type of spending that was allowed after the Citizens United Supreme Court case, which is CEOs are able, without any oversight, to go into their corporate treasuries and spend indiscriminately in support or against candidates, so long as they don't actually give it right to the party or to the candidate. So no one knows which corporations are doing that. They're funneling it through other entities, and that's deceptive and hard for the public to figure out. So disclosure is a really easy way to just get to the bottom of where that money is coming from. And to the second point, shareholders are the owners of companies. And so, as I mentioned, CEOs are just spending, and they're spending the money of their shareholders. So it makes sense for them to have a say before that money is spent. It's their investments and it's their profits.
So with such a broad consensus against the increasing role of corporate spending in elections, what is being done? Is there any hope of repealing Citizens United?
That's a great question. Certainly there is a lot of attention on the idea of overturning Citizens United, which was a 5-4 court case 2 years ago, which opened the floodgates to this type of spending. The way to do that would be a constitutional amendment, and people are organizing nationwide to try to make something like that happen. So far, 9 states, and soon to be 11, have come out in support of such a concept. And in the short term, some of the solutions we've already been talking about, so improving disclosure or giving shareholders input before companies spend, are logical checks to put in place. One easy way to do this is for the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, that oversees companies, to just move forward and issue a rule to require publicly traded companies to disclose their political spending.
Now, do you think that fundamentally the two predominant parties in our political system now have basically handcuffed themselves to be unable to act against Citizens United?
No. I think that politicians use the system at hand. So, I think it makes sense to me that neither party was really willing to forego the tools they now have. And it's not the parties and exactly, it's these outside groups that are spending like crazy. But, it would take a lot to handcuff yourself, to use your words, and decide not to have that spending happen just because you disapprove of the Citizens United decision. I think people use what they need to get elected. However, I hope when the election is over, the outrage that's out there and what people have seen from this election leads us to some change.
Is there any precedent in terms of private spending in public elections that we can compare what's going on in America to other countries with?
You know, what's going on in America is huge compared to what's going on in any other country. We have immense amounts of spending compared to other nations on our election process. So there isn't really a precedent in that way. There is a precedent in the UK. They already have legislation that, or I think it's legislation that lets shareholders have a say before companies spend money in politics. But the amount of spending that happens there is nowhere near the volume that we have in the US.
That was Lisa Gilbert from Public Citizen. She spoke to WBAI's Lucas Reckhaus.